Deed of trust. That as previously stated, a promissory note does need to be tied to either a mortgage or a deed of trust. In Illinois, the note used to obtain money to purchase real property is usually secured by a mortgage. The mortgage document or deed of trust clearly establishes that the property is security for a debt, identifies the lender and the borrower, includes an accurate legal description of the property. Deed of trust. In some situations, lenders may prefer to use a three-party instrument known as a deed of trust or trust deed, rather than a mortgage. A deed of trust conveys naked title or bare legal title, that is, title without the right of possession. The deed is given by the buyer-borrower trustor as security for the loan to a third party, called the trustee. The trustee holds title on behalf of the lender, who is known as the beneficiary. The beneficiary is the holder of the note. The conveyance establishes the actions that the trustee may take if the borrower, the trustor, defaults under any of the deed of trust terms. Provisions for default. The mortgage or deed of trust typically includes an acceleration clause to assist the lender in foreclosure. If a borrower defaults, the lender has the right to accelerate the maturity of the debt. This means the lender may declare the entire debt due and payable immediately. Without an acceleration clause, the lender would have to sue the borrower every time a payment was overdue. Other clauses in a mortgage or deed of trust enable the lender to take care of the property in the event of the borrower's negligence or default. If the borrower does not pay taxes or insurance premiums, the lender may step in and do so. The lender has the power to protect the security, the real estate. Any money advanced by the lender to cure a default may be either added to the unpaid debt or declared immediately due from the borrower. Discount points and investor yield. As a general guideline, each discount point paid to the lender will increase the lender's yield, return, by approximately 1/8 of 1%. 0.0125. In using the guideline, for each discount point charged by a lender, add 1/8 to the stated contract mortgage interest rate to estimate the lender's real return and cost to the borrower from the loan. To determine the actual cost to the borrower, in dollars, added by discount points. Each discount point is equal to 1% of the mortgage balance, 1 point equals 1%. The mortgage balance, loan amount, is multiplied by this discount percent to find the dollar amount of the discount being charged. If the market rate of interest is 101.4% and the lender's rate of interest is 91.2%, the following steps should be used to approximate the discount points required to equal the market rate of interest and determine the amount of discount charged on a $60,000 mortgage. Calculate the difference in the two rates. Current market rate stated, contract, interest rate equals difference 10% less 9% equals 3.4%. Convert the difference to 1/8 of a percent, 3.4% equals 8% equals 6/8. Convert the 1/8 into discount points. 8 is equal to 6 discount points. Calculate the dollar amount of the discount points. Each discount point equals 1% of the mortgage amount, 6 points x 1% per point equals 6%. Calculate the discount point cost equals $60,000 loan x 6% equals $3,600. Cost of the discount points, assignment of the mortgage. Without changing the provisions of a contract, a note may be sold to a third party, such as an investor or another mortgage company. The original mortgagee endorses the note to the third party and executes an assignment of mortgage. The assignee becomes the new owner of the debt and security instrument. When the debt is paid in full or satisfied, the assignee is required to execute the satisfaction or release of the security instrument. Release of the mortgage lien. When all mortgage loan payments have been made and the note has been paid in full, the borrower will want the public record to show that the debt has been satisfied and that the lender is divested of all rights conveyed under the mortgage. By the provisions of the defeasance clause in most mortgage documents, the lender is required to execute a satisfaction of mortgage, also known as a release of mortgage or mortgage discharge, when the note has been fully paid. This document returns to the borrower all interest in the real estate originally conveyed to the lender. Entering this release in the public record shows that the mortgage lien has been removed from the property. If a mortgage has been assigned by a recorded assignment, the release must be executed by the assignee or mortgagee to the grantor. The trustee executes and delivers a release deed, sometimes called a deed of reconveyance, to the trustor. The release deed conveys the same rights and powers that the trustee was given under the deed of trust. The release deed should be acknowledged and recorded in the public records of the county in which the property is located. Any mortgagee, or his assigns or agents, who fails to deliver a release to the mortgager or the grantor of a deed of trust within 1 month after full payment and satisfaction, will be liable to pay the mortgager or grantor a $200 penalty. The release also must state the following on its face in bold letters, for the protection of the owner. This release shall be filed with the recorder or the registrar of titles in whose office the mortgage or deed of trust was filed. It is then the mortgagee's responsibility to record the release. Tax and insurance reserves. Many lenders require that borrowers provide a reserve fund to meet future real estate taxes and property insurance premiums. This fund is called an impound account or an escrow account. When the mortgage or deed of trust loan is made, the borrower starts the reserve by depositing funds to cover the amount of unpaid real estate taxes. If a new mortgage insurance policy has just been purchased, the mortgage insurance premium reserve will be started with the deposit of 1/12 of the insurance premium liability. The borrower's monthly loan payments will include PITI, principal, interest, tax, and insurance. Other costs, such as flood insurance or homeowners association dues, condos, may also be included.